Hey, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Grace Lee's Journey. And today is day 3 of encouragement work. And I want to talk about perfectionism. And I'm speaking to the people that struggle with either starting something or they don't want to do anything due to the fact that they feel like everything has to be perfect. And if it's not perfect, they're not going to start something. I'm talking to the people that their biggest critique, like they judge themselves in everything, like you're not allowed to make a mistake. I want to speak to those type of people today. I wanted to encourage you, like with all your flaws, your imperfection, like you should be able to do all the things that God called you to do. For example, starting this podcast, I used to struggle with perfectionism. And I know that perfectionism actually rooted from some type of trauma wound of someone reminding you that you are not perfect, or like always pointing out what's wrong with your flaws, always telling you everything that's wrong with you or everything that you are doing wrong. And I am telling you, like, in the eyes of God, you are perfect to Him. And just because He sees you as perfect doesn't mean you don't have some type of flaw in you, or you're not going to do everything right. Like, don't, for instance, I'll just use an example. Like, in this podcast, it's just going, whatever I feel like led to say, I'm just going to say it, because I'm speaking to someone that's probably just holding their self back because they're afraid of the world judging them. They're afraid of something not going how they expect it to go, and they feel like they're a big failure. And you're not a big failure. Like, when I was experiencing perfectionism, it also rooted off of trauma wounds. Like, growing up, I got more of what I did wrong more than what I've done right. And usually I had constantly been reminded what was wrong with me all the time. Like, it was a constant reminder, like, you never could do this right. You always doing something wrong. So it was always like, dang, it's no purpose of doing something if I can't do it right. And it started to project, like, I won't do anything if I can't do it to the full-blown max. Like, I have to execute it at the perfect. It's either I execute it well or I don't do it at all. And honestly, I was afraid of failing, like, and it crippled me and set me back for a very long time. Like, and honestly, sometimes certain things sometimes the outcome is like, yeah, it didn't turn out great, but that doesn't mean I'm a person that's a failure. It doesn't mean like it shouldn't root it off of my identity. And I had to heal. Like, God made me the way I am with my quirkiness, with my imperfectionism. And like, another example is like starting a podcast, like knowing how I've always noticed that people nitpick on what was wrong with me more than they value what I bring to the table. So I used to like, oh, I can't do a podcast because I mumble with my words, or because like I don't like how I sound, or because like people always trying to find what I said, or they're not paying attention to the message, but they're paying attention like, did she say this word right? Or she ain't say this right. She mumbled with her words right here. And I'm like, are you paying attention to what is imperfect about me, or are you trying to get what the message is saying? And it really hindered me to grow, because I'm like, I'm tired of people nitpicking what was wrong with me and not knowing that usually I've noticed that gifted people, people envy my gift. Like, let's just be what it is. Like, the light that I bring, so the gifts that I have, it kind of does make people envy. So what they do is they find everything that is not perfect or it was wrong, And that's what I'm learning. But I was just like, you know what? I'm not finna, like, if I fail in something, I'm gonna try again and I'm gonna try to do it better and just learn from whatever mistakes I made and try to grow from it. I'm no longer trying to be people please, like trying to people please others. And that's my prayer for you. I pray that you heal, forgive those people that really spoke ill towards you, that kind of crippled you to walk the best that you possibly can. Be okay if something that you started that was not successful, but also just go back and analyze what is it that you can do again, if it's something that you can try again. And also pray to God to alleviate and release you from people's perspective, like to really be bold in what he calls you to do. God gave you the vision, God gave you the plans, he gave you the strategies. And if the people that's around you in that season is not on board, like, so what? If other people only see your flaws but they can't see what you bring to the table, and whatever the case may be, I'm saying, like, this is an unfiltered moment podcast. Like, At first I was like, you know, I'm gonna just delete it. But I feel like somebody needs to, like, hear something like this. Like, I don't have it all together. But God called me to use my voice to encourage somebody. And it's a hot mess. It's like all over the place. But someone needs to hear that. Someone needs to start something that God been calling you to do for a very long time, but you choose not to do it because, you know, your circumstances of the he say, she say, or sometimes it's you being a critic of your own self. It's like, well, I don't have this, I don't have that. Girl, you have everything. You have everything that you need to do whatever it is that he called you to do in that season. And he doesn't care. Like, one thing I'm noticing about God, God used the imperfect people to do his work. He's not looking for anybody to be perfect to do his job, like the work that he's called us to do. He actually likes that. You know what, Grace, you and your little mumbling and all that other crazy stuff that comes with you, I like that. I'm about to use that part so that you can gravitate certain people that I need to come to me in Christ. I need people to see what it's like to be authentic. I need to see, I need people to see, like, what I can do. I, like, you know, you may be rejected by certain people because you can't sit in a table because you got to be perfect. But with me, come to me, my child. I don't need you to be perfect. I'm about to cleanse you and I'm about to show you what I can do with someone that no one else wanted. You know, and that's the thing about God. God wants you to trust him even in your imperfection. God wants you to be able to trust him in it all. Like, when everybody else is saying, no, this not going to work out because you ain't got this, you ain't got this. Forget them, bump them. Like, what did God say? God qualified you. God said, I'm qualifying this girl right now. And I felt that in my spirit, like, someone really needs to hear it. Like, just like how it is. This podcast is for you, sis. This episode is for whoever it is. Get off your butt because of your imperfectionism. Get off of your butt because somebody is telling you, you ain't gonna make it. Can you trust God even in the unknown? You don't know how, the when, but you know that God has put a burden, put a passion for you to do something, whatever it looks like. If it's you crafting, doing makeup, do the makeup. If it's you doing hairstyle, I don't know what it is. Whatever it is that God gave you a burden to do, sis, do it. Don't worry about how you gonna get this, how you gonna go do that. If you look at what you, I'm pretty sure for you to start, you have everything you need in this season. Get off your butt and do it. And sometimes it's not gonna be perfect. It might look a hot mess the first time, but guess what? It's as you starting to do the thing, whatever it is that God is calling you to do, it starts to get better. But how you can craft something if you never even started in the first place? How God can be able to, you hear all this thundering, I don't know what's going on in the background, excuse that. But how God is able to, like, do divine appointments, how God is able to say, you know what, I'm going to add more for you if you never started. You worrying about, you allowing imperfectionism to cripple you to even start something that you don't even know what God about to do. You take step two, God say, you know what, I'm finna send three people to come help you. I'm about to make more people to come support you. I'm about to increase your finances so you be able to get more materials because you're trusting me and what I've already put in you. So I hope, like, my prayer to you is releasing perfectionism and picking up what God says about you. God qualifies you. So if he's to qualify you, you better trust and believe he's going to protect you. You better trust and believe he's going to provide for you. You better trust and believe he's going to perfect you. He's going to equip you to do what needs to be done, but you need to take the first step. You need to have more faith and knowing that, you know what, God, you called me into this beauty world. Let's beat some faces. Ain't gonna be perfect the first time around, but guess what? I'm gonna keep showing up into this. God, you called me to do this podcast. It's not all together, but guess what? I'm still showing up. You gonna have the listeners that needs to listen to this podcast. Like, is what it is. Like, let's have faith in God more than what people say. Let's have faith because you ain't got this, you ain't got that, you ain't got this connection. You know God. The fact that you know God, God knows everybody and their mama. God knows who to put in their spirit and be like, I remember this girl, Grace. For some reason why, she says something. Let me reach out to her. Grace, you know I have connection in this and that. That's how God works. God do the divine appointments. You don't have that's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to trust God and allow God to do the divine appointments that needs to be done. I guess we get so caught up how the world standards make it seem like success can be. And what I love about our Father, he's always doing the impossible things that you have to know that's him. Like, ain't no man can do the miracles that God does. And that's why I love when God comes through, baby. When God comes through, it hits differently. So, again, it's like, let's drop trying to be perfect. Let's drop the wound. Let God heal you from that. And remind yourself of what God says. Let's build our confidence in the word of God. God called us to be qualifiers. Like, he qualified us. He says it. When God speaks a thing, it's factual. When human being says a thing, it could be very fickle. They applaud you one day and they hate you the next day. But God, his word stands no matter what season it is. So thank you for listening to today's episode. Whoever it is, this is just your reconfirmation. I don't know. I felt it in my spirit just to talk the way I need to. Whoever this is for, this is a confirmation to get off your butt and get started on what God called you to do. Let's let go of perfectionism. It ain't got to be perfect, sis. It really don't. You need to trust God and do your part. Faith without works is dead. And besides that, if anybody has prayer requests, comments, concerns, just if it resonates with any of my episodes, you can go ahead and send me an email through gracemejourney@gmail.com and I will respond through that. And I hope you guys are enjoying the encouragement challenge. I know yesterday I was supposed to upload, and I really was trying to upload. I was trying to do it through off my phone. It was really ghetto. And then by the time I got home, I fell right asleep. But the Lord knows what he was doing in me. But y'all, I hope it really helps whoever's listening. It really encourages you. It pushes you. And y'all, see you at another episode. Bye.